Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Roundabout Theater Company in New York City is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. The largest non-for-profit theater company in America, Roundabout has grown from a small 150-seat theater in a converted supermarket basement to opening 5 stages on and off Broadway. Education at Roundabout is a branch of the organization that connects with students and teachers through customized school partnerships, residency programs, mentorships and workshops, internships, apprenticeships, backstage tours, talkbacks, and pre-show workshops. For each Roundabout Theater Company production, Education at Roundabout also creates upstage guides, which include interviews, contextual information, teacher resources and activities, and presents a post-show lecture series, reaching 22,000 students and teachers every year. Jennifer DiBella is the Director of Education at Roundabout, and she joins us now. Jennifer, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much for having me.
So before we talk about Education at Roundabout, tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you come into this position?
Sure. So I trained originally to be a director and actually did a double major in undergrad in both theater and education, and actually received my certification to teach theater K-12 and thought I'd be a theater teacher. But when I graduated undergrad, there weren't really many theater teacher jobs, and so I started looking into apprenticeships and landed an apprenticeship at Walnut Street Theater in Philadelphia. And so I moved to Philly and was a teaching artist there for some time and then moved back to New York and through a series of events landed at Roundabout about 10 years ago. So I've been here ever since.
That's great. It seems like people come to Roundabout and stick with Roundabout.
I think so. I mean, it's an incredible place to work. We have great support from our executive staff. And as an education department, really the work permeates throughout the entire company. We get to collaborate with all the departments. And so I think it's a pretty exciting place to be.
The program is large. There's a lot of pieces. So we'll both now do our best to mention each of them to some extent. You start and I'll fill in if I think you've forgotten something, which is, I'm sure, unlikely.
Sounds good. So we have a pretty large comprehensive program, which ranges from school partnerships to after-school programs to professional development workshops for classroom teachers to a really comprehensive apprentice and internship program for pre-professionals and a pretty awesome Theater Plus program for our subscribers and patrons. We reach about 18,000 people each year through all of these programs. So our school partnership program is probably at the core of our work. And we work in all 5 boroughs of New York City. And what we really do is use theater practices to deepen student learning and help teachers teach better. And so we use theater across all subject areas, so math and social studies and science. We might have a sound designer in a math class trying to make the theory that they're learning in math a really practical application of that theory, which is kind of a neat thing to do.
That's incredible. That would have made a lot of difference to me in math class in school.
Agreed, too. And actually, in 2003, we started 2 small schools with the New York City Department of Education, Bronx Theater High School and Brooklyn School for Music and Theater. And so we really sort of developed the curriculum and helped train the teachers. And the idea behind those schools was to use theater across all subject areas. We're still with those schools today, working really hard to keep them successful and to help the students in those schools really succeed and graduate high school.
Tell me about the Columbia at Roundabout, the grant that is funding this incredible thing that you have. It's pretty new.
It is new, and really thanks to the Tau Foundation, generous Tau Foundation, for funding the program. It's really exciting and kind of groundbreaking. We're partnering with Columbia, and it's a 3-part program. So first, the students in the MFA program will have opportunities to be apprentices here at Roundabout, and then also we were working with the artistic department to offer a play reading series. The MFA playwrights will be presenting their shows in our Black Box and presenting it to public audiences with the curator of our artistic team, so working really closely with our colleagues in artistic. So it's a really great opportunity for them to share their work. But what I'm most excited about is our opportunity to train the MFA students in our theatrical teaching framework to give those MFA students a chance to learn about how to be teachers of their craft. So they are obviously getting great training in their arts, in their craft, in their art form, but this is a chance for them to learn how to teach their work and share their work with young people around the country. So we think it's a really exciting opportunity to give them some teaching experience and to have them shadow some of our master teaching artists in the field and really learn what it is to share your work as an artist with young people.
How did this happen? Who thinks of it? Probably not one person. And then how does it become real?
Well, it's been a great collaboration with the MFA program at Columbia. They are a fantastic team, and we worked really together to kind of develop this program. And I should say, Tau Foundation really brought us together and really encouraged us to be thinking of a way to be innovative in a partnership model and kind of be a leader in the field, too, in this work. So really, it's a collaboration between the MFA program and our artistic department and our executive department, who really kind of dreamed it up, if you will.
What is Prospect High Brooklyn?
It's a really unique project. So Dan Sullivan, who's one of our master teaching artists, has been on our roster for over 15 years, who's actually currently starring in Jersey Boys in Las Vegas, really dreamed up this project. And so he, after many, many years of working in the schools, realized that there was sort of a lack of relevant material for high school students, material that really told their story, that a theatrical work that really told their story. And so he wanted to work on a new play that he could offer to young people to perform around the country, but he wanted to work on that play with young people. So he spent a year writing the play with a bunch of high school students in New York City's public schools. These kids actually came from our partner schools. They wrote the play. They workshopped it at Roundabout, got feedback from all of our artistic team and staff, and published the play. And now the play is being premiered around the country. I think last time I checked, they're in over 25 cities around the country this year. It's a rolling world premiere, mm-hmm. And we're calling it a rolling world high school premiere. We think it's the first of its kind to have something like this be shared around the country. And the great thing about Prospect High is that material, not only is it relevant, but it's really timely. These are stories of New York City public school kids that really translate to students all over the country, and we hope beyond. And so it's an exciting opportunity for us to share this work. The high school students that co-wrote the play with Dan are all getting royalties for the work that's happening across the country. So this is like an amazing opportunity for them, too, as young playwrights, to have their their play published by Roundabout and shared around the country.
And they're going to think, oh, it's easy. You just work on this play this one time, and then you get money.
Exactly. But they worked hard, so they deserve it. So.
No, of course. I mean,
in touch with Dan Sullivan, who's like a dream maker. So,
what kind of feedback do you get from, I'm going to go with parents of students. What do you hear back from them that Education at Roundabout is giving to their kids?
That's a good question. We don't have a lot of interaction with the parents of the students we work with because we work in New York City, and you know, a lot of parents are really busy and working really hard. But the parents that we do talk to, you know, say that the program really transforms their students' lives, especially programs like our after-school program, Student Production Workshop, where the students really take the leadership role. Because they're given that kind of autonomy, the skills that they gain from working in this program are really life skills. Mm-hmm. They're skills that they can take with them wherever they go. And so we have talked to parents who have said, you know, this program took my son or daughter from kind of not that interested in high school, not necessarily dropping out, but not doing that well, just kind of coasting through, and really re-engaged them in their high school career and sort of got them excited about learning again and thinking about the world in a different way, which I think theater really does for us. So that's really exciting when we hear that from parents, and when we see students who are kind of floundering really re-engage and finish high school and then look for something really exciting and the next opportunity for themselves. And so I think that's what is most exciting when I hear from parents.
The students get to see Roundabout Productions.
It's one of the best parts about the program, I think.
I agree.
Some of our school students in the partner schools get to see almost every single show. They almost are like Roundabout subscribers. We give away thousands and thousands of tickets each year to New York City public school students, and we offer high discounts for all student groups across the country to come see our shows. And everything that we do in the school partnerships, whether it's connecting our work to a math or social studies or science class, also connects back to something that's happening on the main stage. So they find a thematic connection or a historical context connection, and that's sort of tied into the work they're doing across the curriculum. So that makes the engagement in the show so much deeper because they're studying it in a sort of in-depth way.
A show that Roundabout did as part of their 50th season, well, closed recently, but as scheduled, was Noises Off, which the production was outstanding. It was amazing. And I had like a soreness in my cheeks that I was like, something is wrong, something very wrong with my face. And I was like almost actually worried. And a friend who was with me said, you were just laughing for 3 hours straight. So you're like, your cheeks are sore from smiling. I was like, oh, and I feel like I smile a lot, but I guess not normally that much. How did the students react to Noises Off?
The students loved Noises Off. They were with it from the first moment that Andrea Martin came out on stage, and they adored the whole show. The actors and the cast were so generous with their time. They came out for the talk back and gave the students great advice. In fact, Rob McClure talked about finding your authentic self, and that, you know, you really can't. That he didn't really start getting work until he found his voice as an artist and as a comedian and as an actor. And I thought that was so great for the students to hear. Not all of our students are interested in pursuing careers, but that advice, again, transcends the theatrical world. I think finding your voice and being able to use what's inside of you to make a difference in the world, I think, is a message that is really helpful for anybody. And so it was just an incredible opportunity for the kids. And actually, we're doing a really cool residency around Noises Off. A group that came to see the show from Bronx Theater High School is working in a gym class, and they're exploring physical movement, the physical comedy, and how it affects your body physically in a physical education setting, which is kind of a neat tie-in and kind of an example of how the work that we do is very unique and customized to each particular group of students in school. And so that this particular gym teacher wanted to do something with theatricality, and this was a perfect fit.
So it can safely fall down the stairs.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Makes me very nervous.
I totally get what you mean about your face hurting. My stomach was hurting from laughing. I was really sore.
So I mean, the script is perfect, and then to execute it, I'm admitted nobody can see it now, so I shouldn't dwell on it too much. But it was amazing. What does education at Roundabout need that it doesn't have or need more of? Money?
Sure. Can I say that?
Yes. That's where I was leading you. Well, fundraising.
We're very, very fortunate that, like I said earlier, our executive staff is so committed to our program, and our board is so committed to our program. And the organization works really hard to raise money for our program. But our program is about a $1.6 million program each year. And so we have to actively fundraise in order to cover the cost of that. And so I think that's probably our biggest challenge. But also just, you know, time and resources. Our staff works really, really hard. They're an incredible team, but with 52 teaching artists on the roster, and those artists are directors and stage managers and technicians and designers, and we work really hard to make sure that they're trained in our methodology, and when they're going out into the classrooms, they are representing us in the sort of the most professional and utmost way. And so I think really it's about just kind of not spreading ourselves too thin and taking on projects that mean that are really deep impacting projects, as opposed to sort of just reaching thousands and thousands of students. We're really interested in deep experiences for young people that are really transformative for them.
So tell me about the Arts Festival.
Sure. So each year we produce a Student Theater Arts Festival. This year our Arts Festival is on May 16th. It's going to be at the American Airlines Theater, and it's a kind of a culmination of all the work that we do in the schools. Our partner schools come to the theater and get to perform on Broadway, and they share their work. And that could be anything from a small project the students worked on in a residency, a small piece of student writing, to a big musical number from one of the spring musicals at one of our partner schools. And so it's a great range of our work. We have an incredible design gallery of student costume, set, and light designs that they have done throughout the year. We'd have video of the students are working on, and theater business projects that they've been working on. It sort of showcases all of the work that we do throughout the year. So it's a great event, and it's really exciting. It's open to the public, and it's a great way to learn about our programs.
They must be so proud as that happens.
I think so. I mean, when they get to make their Broadway debut, it's a pretty incredible opportunity for them. And it's great to see kids from all over the five boroughs. They come from all different kinds of backgrounds working together. And it's really a celebration of their work. So it's a pretty exciting day.
Now, one more thing. Tell me about this brand new theatrical workforce development program that Roundabout is doing.
Sure. So this program is an extension of our partnership with the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employers, the IATSE. We've been working with them for the past few years in a program called Hidden Career Path Days, where we expose young people to backstage careers. They might know what a costume designer is, but they might not know what a wardrobe supervisor is, or an electrician, or soundboard op. So the students come to the theater a few times a year. They meet with IA members. They get to tour the theaters, and they get hands-on demonstrations on the skills that you need to be successful in these careers. So this is an extension of that program. We wanted to take the students beyond just exposure and actually give them direct pathways to careers in technical theater. The program is really developed for students between the ages of 18 and 24 who aren't necessarily college bound, but that are interested in pursuing careers in theater. And this program is a 3-year program they'll be with Roundabout for the first year, and they'll really be learning about shadowing a Roundabout technicians in all of our main stage productions, learning the sort of hard and soft skills you need to be successful in the world in this theater field. And then in their second year, we'll be partnering with organizations around the city and placing the students in full-time jobs in backstage careers. And so after that, we'll sort of support them through their transition from this two-year program into the kind of gig economy, the freelance economy, and sort of help place them in full-time and part-time jobs in backstage careers. And now the thing that makes this program really unique and special, I think, is that it's really aimed to diversify the backstage, the landscape, if you will. Mm-hmm. We really want the ranks of our crews on Broadway and off Broadway to better reflect the populations in New York City. We are an incredibly diverse and exciting city, and we just think that the theatrical world should reflect that. And so this program is sort of a two-part goal. One, to try to get at that issue, and also to give our students in our partner schools and in our after-school programs opportunities to continue to work and engage with theater, because they often don't have a pathway to stay in the field when they finish high school. So we're really excited about this program. We're thrilled to be partnering with IA, and we look forward to kicking it off in September.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for telling me about it.
Thanks for hearing it.
Jennifer DiBella is the Director of Education at Roundabout. Education at Roundabout's 6th Annual Student Theater Arts Festival will take place on May 16th. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.